Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, don't you?
That's Carl Perkins bringing us back. That's not Elvis, that's Carl. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tamar Jacoby's our guest, our good friend, our immigration expert. She is the president of Immigration Works USA, and she has written books on this topic. She's one of the top experts on immigration issues in the United States. She's our good friend and has been a member of our Brain Trust now almost 10 years. Tamar, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with me. And in the previous segment, we were talking about whether there would be a bill this year, but that is not to say that there won't be any movement, I hate to call it progress, but I do believe that there's going to be some movement because the president has already indicated that he's prepared to use what his pen and his phone to manipulate the immigration issue unilaterally to his and the Democrat Party's advantage, right?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that the president will do that. That's how he, as you pointed out, that's how he operates on so many issues, and he's considering the options even as we speak.
Folks, I don't mean this. I don't want to say this. I know this is going to sound sarcastic of me, but I want you to know that what I'm about to say, I'm not saying it at all in a sarcastic way, even though I'm really good at sarcasm. Tamar, he doesn't know how. He literally doesn't know how. He doesn't have the personality, nor does he have the tools, the executive tools, to negotiate. Is that too strong?
I think all that's true, but to me what's important here is not him. I mean, we know what he is. He's a known quantity. He's exactly what you're describing.
He's an ideologue
for the country. But the problem here is that Republicans have to figure out a way to handle this, because if he acts unilaterally on immigration, he could lock up Latino vote for decades to come. He perpetuates
right.
this myth.
And it won't matter. It won't matter if he uses leadership or not.
Let me just spell it out. Exactly. He perpetuates the myth that Democrats like immigrants and Republicans hate them. And more young Latinos who are coming online and voting are going to say, we like Democrats and we hate Republicans. And Republicans have to figure out how to get out ahead of this. Just saying Obama is not a leader doesn't do it. Standing there complaining about the weather. So, I mean, I agree with you, and I'm not criticizing you, legislators have to figure out how to grab an advantage here.
It's almost impossible, though.
Steal our lunch.
It's almost impossible for the Republicans, because if this is a similar strategy that they're using with the war on women, the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, it's one of those things where the Democrats seem to be holding the high ground, and they're willing to do whatever they have to do to keep the high ground, even though it may not be truthful, it may not be, you know, I mean, and I'm just in this.
Yeah, I think Republicans should bring up a bill and pass whatever they can pass and take the opportunity away from them. I mean, I've been advocating for them to pass a bill for a long time. Everyone knows exactly what a bill would look like at this point. It would grant Republicans in the House could, I think there's enough votes to pass legal status for unauthorized immigrants, but not citizenship.
But isn't there going to be a lot of coverage, a lot of news coverage of the heated debate between inside the party
I think they've got they're close to enough of votes. I mean, that's the question. Do they have enough votes to pass it? You have to come up with something that you could pass with majority of the Republicans. But if they don't, I mean, we do risk losing Latino voters for generations. So, you know, you got, sometimes you just have to swallow the medicine and you know, get on, move on. I think we might be at a place like that.
But here's one thing I want to point out, though, tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the really sad part of this whole thing that Tamar and I are talking about. At no time have we been talking in this segment about the Republicans and the Democrats talking to each other.
Right. Now, no, this true. Is not, Washington's broken. This is,
Washington yeah. is completely, and as it currently stands, irreparably broken.
But again, let's put a little bit of light here. I mean, I believe if the House passed something that granted legal status, the Democrats in the Senate who want to get something done would actually pick up that opportunity and move forward and get something done. I don't think.
But don't you see that preemptively, as a way of that anything that the Republicans do, don't you think that they would have to guard against President Obama doing something that would pull the football out from under their foot?
Yeah, they do. But yes, they do. They would. I mean, it is broken. It is broken. There's no question. But you've got to, you know, when you're playing on the field, you've got to take that into account and figure out a way to play anyway. You can't just say, you know, I mean, I understand that the point you make that's valid is, you know, passing immigration reform would expose some divisions within Republicans, and it wouldn't get them anything with Latinos in the short term. Latinos are not going to flock to Republicans and say thank you. But what it would do is it would take, right now, we have a black mark on our record with Latinos. You've got to take that black mark off the record and start to build the relationship. Yep. And we're not doing that.
Jamar, hold on to that thought. Folks, The immigrationworksusa.org, right, Tamar?
Yes.
Okay, so Jeb Bush, President Bush's brother, is talking. He's making noises like he might be running for president. He's got an interesting way of thinking and talking about immigration. We'll see if that changes the prospects for a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.